2 Samuel chapter 16. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of donkeys saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. And the king said to Ziba, "What do you mean by these?" And Ziba said, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine that such as be faint in the wilderness may drink." And the king said, "And where is your master's son?" And Ziba said to the king, "He abides at Jerusalem, because," he said, "today shall the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father." And then the king said to Ziba, "Yours are all that pertains to Mephibosheth." And Ziba said, "I humbly beg of you that I might find grace in your sight, my master, O king." And when King David came to Baharim, from there came out a man of the family of the house of Shaul, whose name Shimei, the son of Gera. And he came forth and cursed still as he came. And he threw stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the many mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, "Come out, come out, you bloody man, you man of Belial! Yahweh has returned upon you all the blood of the house of Shaul, in whose stead you've reigned, and Yahweh has delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, your son, and you are taken in your mischief, because you are a bloody man." And then Abishai said, who was the son of Zeruiah, to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my master the king? Let me go over, I beg of you, and take his head off." And the king said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because Yahweh has said to him, 'Curse David.' Who shall then say, 'For what reason have you done so?'" And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, "My son, which came forth of my bowels, seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, because Yahweh has bidden him to do so. It may be that Yahweh will behold with his eye, and that Yahweh will requite me good for his cursing this day." And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hill's side over against him, and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him, and cast dust. And the king and all the people that were with him came weary and refreshed themselves there. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with him. And it came to pass, when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, had come to Absalom, that Hushai said to Absalom, "Let the king live, let the king live." And Absalom said to Hushai, "Is this your kindness to your friend? Why did you not go with your friend?" And Hushai said to Absalom, "No, but whom Yahweh and this people and all the men of Israel choose, his I will be, and with him I will remain. And again, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son? As I have served in your father's presence, so will I be in your presence." And then Absalom said to Ahithophel, "Give counsel among you what we shall do." And Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go into your father's concubines, which he has left to keep the house, and all Israel shall hear that you are hated of your father. Then shall the hands of all that are with you be strong." And so they spread Absalom a tent upon the top of the house, and Absalom went in to his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of Yah. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom. End of chapter.